meeting with U.S. Secretary of Education, Arne Duncan. Secretary Duncan, thank you for agreeing to give this interview to the VOA Creole.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
You just returned for a three-day visit in Haiti, where you visited several schools and met with several officials, including President Martin Lee and your Haitian counterpart, Werner Pierre. First, based on what you have observed during your visit, what is your impression of Haiti's current education system?
Well, it was absolutely an amazing couple of days, and they're ones that, quite frankly, I'll remember the rest of my life. And the challenges there are obviously very real. You know, a huge challenges of poverty. Nothing is easy there. But what I was most struck by was just how passionately committed children were to getting an education and how hard adults were working to give them the education they needed to build a better life for themselves. So we visited one school where basically all of the children live on the streets. They have no home to go to. Many without parents, lost their parents in the earthquake. But these are children, despite those overwhelming challenges, are in school every single day and working hard to learn. They're fed a meal every day, and sometimes that's the only meal they have. They get haircuts. They had social workers and counselors there. But these are students who are smart, who are polite, who are committed, and again, just amazing courage. And to hear their stories of why they were working so hard and why they wanted to get off the streets, again, I'll just never forget it. Visit another school, visit a seventh grade class that literally had 110 children in one classroom. But again, children were attentive, they were working hard, they were helping each other. And so I just couldn't have been more impressed. Yes, challenges are real, but I left very, very hopeful, and we want to do whatever we can to be a good partner to help expand access to high-quality education for the children of Haiti. The only way you'll ever have a strong Haiti is through high-quality education.
Mr. Duncan, you talk with Mr. Werner Pierre, the Minister of Education. So how do you think that ministry can benefit from your visit as he wants to implement his plan called Education for All?
Yeah, well first, Minister Pierre and I got together here in D.C. earlier this year, and I had tremendous respect for him then. But quite frankly, my respect only grew during my time. We spent the entire time together. We visited school after school after school to see his passion, to see his commitment, to see how hard he was working, to see how responsive he was to the children. I was really, really inspired. So we're going to try and be helpful in a number of different ways. First, USAID made a significant multi-million-dollar, multi-year commitment to help expand access there. That was very, very encouraging, and President Martelli was very appreciative of that. Secondly, they have legislation before their Senate now that would bring significant new revenue, new money towards education on an ongoing basis, and whatever we can do to encourage the Senate to actually pass that legislation, that would be hugely important. Third, there are a number of areas where the minister asked us to help in terms of building capacity of the ministry and additional technical assistance, and we committed to help there. And then finally, he's sending a team back to visit with a set of our team members actually just next month in December. And so this is we had a strong relationship before the visit. I think our relationship went to a different level because of this visit, but we're in it for the long haul and want to continue to help, again, as soon as next month when his team visits us here.
I remember when I got a chance to talk to Mr. Werner Pierre, he was in Washington, and he always asked for a direct access to the assistance, to the help, to financial assistance to the Haitian government. So will he have that chance to have access to the assistance of USAID, or will you go through an NGO for that assistance?
Well, I think it's so important that whatever we do to assist supports the minister and the president's vision and their passion. And this can't be, you know, our plan. It has to be their plan. And we need, again, for education to succeed in Haiti, we need a strong Ministry of Education. And another area where we would like to help, or there are many NGOs there working very hard and trying to make a difference, but I don't know if they're always on the same page. I think sometimes they may be working at cross purposes. And so whatever we could do to help sort of align all of these scarce resources behind building up a strong ministry, behind building up a strong system of education across the nation, we would like to do that.
Okay. So when in Port-au-Prince, you have announced a new education program for Haiti called Room to Learn. What can you tell Voice of America listeners about this program?
Yeah, well, these are new resources, new investment coming from USAID, and I appreciate their commitment so much. And as I said earlier, this will be a multi-million dollar, multi-year commitment. We will work with the minister and his team on what the details of those, where those investments will go. But there's such a need to expand access. There's such a need to expand access in the primary grades. We want to make sure that children are reading and having access to books and to technology. So I think there's a lot of good we can hopefully do with those additional resources.
Will this assistance help for school reconstruction, school infrastructure, and implementation of the National Education Plan, Mr. Duncan?
Yeah, I don't know all the details of what the dollars can and cannot be used for, but whatever we can do to align it behind the priorities of the ministry and the minister, we want to try and work hand in hand on this.
Okay, I would like to discuss also the technical aspect of the U.S. assistance to Haiti, Mr. Duncan. Does the U.S. Department of Education have any plan to send its expert to Port-au-Prince? If so, tell us about efforts to overcome language barrier in such cooperation.
Yeah, well, first, the language barrier is not difficult. We had fantastic translators, and my French is not very good, but the minister and others, their English is much better than my French. And so I think we had no problems whatsoever communicating, and the translators did a fantastic job. So the first next step is that a team from the ministry will come here. They were interested in assistance in a couple different areas. They were very interested in teacher training and teacher support and how to help prepare the next generation of teachers. So we'd love to help there. If they would like to visit some schools here, we would facilitate that. They're working just on some basic questions around managing the system. How many schools are there in Haiti? How many teachers? How many students? And starting to build a database. And so we can help there as well. But again, whatever we can do to support their top priorities, that's what we're committed to doing.
Okay. During your visit to some schools in Port-au-Prince, in the Port-au-Prince metropolitan area, how do you see the implementation of the project Total?
Yeah, well, what's fascinating to me is that historically, and I didn't fully understand this, historically children in Haiti basically, you know, learn Creole at home, but as soon as they come to school, they're taught in French. And I think that for all the other challenges students are facing, when your teacher is speaking a different language from you, that can be pretty hard and can be intimidating. And what I saw is that for the first time, they were piloting, I think in about 300 schools, they had children who were learning to read in Creole. And I think when you have that chance to read and to have books in your mother tongue, in your native language, then if you want to transition onto French later on, that makes that transition much easier. But to see the students' enthusiasm, the teachers loved it, and apparently, again, I wasn't fully aware of that this is basically brand new. This is not something that has been the norm in Haiti for a long time, if ever. So it was very encouraging to see, and if that program is as successful as it seemed to be, that's the kind of thing that we would like to expand upon.
Does the U.S. government plan to help in extending this program throughout the country of Haiti?
Well, that would, again, that would possibly be, this is where we'd work with a Haitian ministry, but that would possibly be an area where through the additional funding through Room to Learn, we could, if that was of interest, we could try and devote more resources there.
Mr. Duncan, according to your own statement during your visit to Port-au-Prince, 77%, I quote, of schools are without electricity and 55% are without water. Does the Obama administration have any plan to remedy these deficiencies?
Yeah, so those are very real challenges. And as I said earlier, I'm not quite sure on the parameters of the USAID grant, whether that can be used for, you know, infrastructure and those type of expenses. But clearly there's tremendous need there. There's need in terms of feeding, making sure every child is fed in school. There are needs around transportation, getting children to school. There are needs around technology, We saw a couple schools that had access to computers, but that is, I think, very, very rare for children growing up. And so there's a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we look forward to the opportunity to embarking on this.
Mr. Duncan, before ending this interview, is there anything you'd like to add? Feel free to tell us, please.
No, again, I just was so appreciative of the opportunity and to see the heart, to see the passion, to see the hard work, to see the commitment to education by everyone we met with, whether it was the children themselves, the teachers, the principals, folks from the Ministry of Education. We met with parents, the president himself. Daunting challenges, but an amazing spirit that made me hopeful, made me very hopeful about taking education to the next level in Haiti. And again, we look forward to that opportunity.
Secretary Duncan, we want to thank you once again for taking the time to do this interview with the Voice of America Creole Service. It was a pleasure. Thank you, Mr. Duncan.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.